Roaches. This refers to the critters. An old decrepit city like London doesn't have any. They ought to love it there in those smelly, elegant buildings. Surely I myself have smuggled some in my luggage. But they obviously don't like the English. For that alone, I should love them. They are among the most attractive and brightest of small creatures. Though you have to be prepared for the look of uncomprehending horror on the faces of out-of-town guests when a large roach walks across the floor as you are sipping drinks. You reach out and swat, and keeping the conversation going, pick up the corpse and drop it into an ashtray, feeling very New York-y doing it. After all, you've got to be tough to live here. The visitor didn't make it. Roaches also thrive on it here. They set up lively communes in open boxes of rice, spaghetti, and matzahs. You come in to make coffee in the morning and find a dead one floating in the kettle and dots of roach shit on the dishes, hinting at roachy revels the night before. If you let them alone, they stop running at the sight of you and whisker about, taking a certain interest in whatever you are doing. And the little ones, expecting like all babies to be adored, frolic innocently in the sink, even in daytime when grown-up roaches rest after a night of swarming around the garbage bag. The trouble with this approach is they outbreed you and take over, even moving sociably right into your bed. Which brings up the question, do they bite? Some say yes, and if yes, do they carry oriental diseases? Even though you have tried to accept them, there comes a point when you find your eyes studying labels of roach killers on supermarket shelves. Decide to try a minimal approach, buy one, but when you come with spray can aimed, they quickly learn to flee. The fastest, of course, live to multiply, so they get cleverer all the time, with kamikaze leaping into space, or zigzagging away, race into far corners of the apartment, where they drop egg sacs in their last throws and start ineradicable new colonies. When you light the oven, they come out and dance on the hot stove top, clinging with the tips of their toes, surviving by quick footwork until you swat them. Or if you spray it first, you have the smell of roaches roasting slowly. And when you wash them down the drain without their being certifiably dead, do they crawl up when the coast is clear? Some even survive the deadliest poisons devised by man, and you have weird white mutations running about. Dying, they climb the walls or up your legs in agony, making you feel like a dirty rat until they fall upside down with frail legs waving in the air. No more half measures. It's them or us, you finally realize, and decide on nothing less than total fumigation. The man comes while you are out, and you return to a silent apartment blissfully roach-free. You vacuum up the scattered bodies of the unlucky, pushing down guilty feelings, lonely feelings, and congratulate yourself. You booby. They have only moved over to the neighbors. And she, too, is forced to fumigate. And just when you were on the princess phone, crowing to your friends, back they come, the whole tribe of them. Many gone now due to their trivial lifespan and chemical adversaries, but more numerous than ever with the newborn and all the relatives from next door in the neighborhood with them. You standing there outraged, but secretly relieved as they swarm into the kitchen from every crevice, glad to be home, the eternal innocents greeting you joyfully.
Thank you.